talking about how to give tzedakah. We spoke about how much to give, but so about how to give tzedakah. The famous Rambam list that there's eight different levels of giving tzedakah. So today we'll talk about the first one. The first one the Rambam says, where the Rambam understands it, if an ani, you see that ani is having difficulty with his parnasa, before he loses his job, before he loses his source of parnasa, you help him to maintain that, that the mitzvah hechazakta, but take hold of him, support him before he falls. That's the highest level of tzedakah. So giving ani a havoah before he falters, and before he needs that, and he gets the loan, he's able to pull himself out. So that's considered the highest level of tzedakah. So the shach adds, so obviously taking him as a partner into your business would be the same thing. You're giving him a way to support himself without having to come out to tzedakah. The other examples which the poskim then extend to, so if a person he would be selling, and I would buy him from his store, people would go and buy from his store specifically to maintain him, they're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah. Or if they would hire him for a job, this person is an ani, he needs work, or if he doesn't get work, he's going to become an ani, and I bedafka hire him, I specifically hire him in order to make sure that he doesn't lose this source of income, and he's able to support himself. I've done the highest level of tzedakah, the person has not become an ani, he has not become a person who's faltering. How much am I allowed, so under those circumstances, what can I calculate for the cost of stock? How much can I charge? You know, I'm getting a job done. I'm getting the job done anyway. So I hired, instead of hiring the guy, I hired this kid over here who needs the parnosa. Or instead of going to this store, I went to that store where the kid is selling. So how much can I, and how much can I then deduct from my stocker cheshbon, my cheshbon of what I'm giving her stocker, meiser? How much can you calculate? This is a big discussion in the poskim and the Tshuva Svarim. If you can deduct anything, if someone should be doing anyway, are you allowed to deduct anything? So the source for it is the starting point is a sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says a Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in the Septuagint Ovis says the mitzvah yil and aniyim b'nei beis kav. So you should have aniyim in your house. So what does that mean? The Rambam says that means you have to hire people to work in your house anyway. You need servants. You should have a niyam to do it instead of getting a stam and evid. Let ani do it and give him a way to have a parnasa. He'll live by you, he'll eat by you. You give an ani a parnasa instead of hiring stam a slave. Stam a good. The Torah, when he brings his halacha, he says you should do it. And the Baruch Shem will count it as tzedakah. So the Shus Yaakov, the Shoyal, and the Shus Yaakov says, you see, it's considered tzedakah. State in the Torah, it's considered tzedakah, and you can therefore you can subtract the cost of that from tzedakah. The Shus Yaakov disagrees that that's not so, that's not shot. It means just regards to exclusive and Shemayim, you get a lot of exclusive. It's not actually tzedakah that you can subtract it, since you're going to be doing this anyway. So basically what the person comes down to is if you're adding any extra money, let's say there's I have an opportunity to I see this fellow needs work, etc. And so there's two ways of adding money. Number one, I offer him and say, you know what? Come to my job, I'll pay you X. I know that the going price is lower than that. I offer more because I want to be able to help them. That extra money, everybody agrees, you can take from stock. That's one scenario. Second scenario is, listen, I'm not offering more, but he charges more than I can get it for. I can get a better deal. I can get the guy who'll do my tree. I can get the guy who'll do it for 50 bucks. And this fellow charges 100. That's his standard price. That's very machloik, it's whether I can. Since that is his standard price, that's what he charges, and that's his business. That's the place as well. You can calculate that from meiser and stalker money. But anything which you're adding specifically for the purpose of helping him, you could do. And even in the second scenario, there are many persons who say that you could do that. So, person the chalchila when you're mekabel, and it's a meiser. If a person says he wants to be able to, a person should do it meiserably matter. We'll talk about that. If he says that he wants, whenever there's a machloek, he wants to follow the opinion, which is makel, so he can be makel to use meiser money for that also. Since I could be you, and I would get an equally fine job as another person, I would do that. One last question, and this issue, is there a Gnevus Das issue? So I'm hiring this fellow. This is what I'm paying out of meiser money. He thinks I'm a nice guy, and I'm paying out of my pocket. You know, he thinks I'm a great guy. I gave him a job. And the bottom line is, you know, I'm a cheap guy. But the meiser money, you know, meiser, I got to spend it anyway. I got to give him a, you know, is that a problem with Gnevus Das? So Ram Shik asked this question, why isn't it Geneva's Das? He said, it's not Geneva's Das, because the Parish of Mishnah, he's being Machshav Tayva to me, so I'm allowed to, he bought me, he's a chiyuv for Machshav Tayva when I give my son, also he's a chiyuv for the Oni, he's Machshav Tayva to me. There's a Mishnah in the Sefer Samai which says that you should tell them you're giving them to my, because when you bring a person into your house and you sit him down to eat, you look at, you're befriending him, you're being nice to him, etc., and then you're really using the mind to give him to eat. That's already, that's Geneva's Das. But if I'm hiring him, he doesn't know why I'm hiring, etc. I'm not coming at making a, building a whole friendship based on a false pretense. If the question is now I'm befriending him, etc., using a false pretense, that's Geneva's Das. Because he thinks I'm a nice guy and being Machna Sareya, and I'm charging extra money to electricity because it's in my house. You know, to Meister, that's not Mutzah. But if I'm just hiring a person and I'm using the most Meister to do that, that's not a problem with the Geneva stuff. Have a good morning.